Welcome to True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one drive at a time. Buckle up. You're about to grow closer to each other and closer to Jesus. Did you join us for the week-long True Girl Mom-Daughter Kindness Challenge? I hope so. If you didn't, it's not too late to give it a try. In Season 17 of the True Girl podcast, we're exploring the power of kindness. Dana Grush and Stacey Rudolph challenged everyone to pick one person to direct their kindness toward for 1 week. During the challenge, we were invited to say nothing negative to or about the person or people you're focusing on. Then, share one positive thing daily, praise or affirm them to their face, and tell someone else too, if you can. Remember, this month, our True Girls subscribers get our printed kindness poster and kindness cards, tools to turn your home into a hub of kindness. But if you're not a subscriber, you can still get them this month. Download them at mytruegirl.com. Or hey, when you're there, you may want to become a subscriber. We'll ship you the kindness box straight away. Okay, let's catch up to Dana and Stacy. They're in the Kindness Cafe again today, reading more letters. This time, the girls are sharing some pretty hilarious results from the kindness experiment. So here's episode 2 of season 17. We're calling it The Kindness Experiment Results Are In. I am a true girl. Here's Dana Grush.
Oh, this is literally the most delicious oatmeal ever. I think it's these berries ripened to perfection, Stacy, not picked a day too soon.
They are good, Dana. I gotta say, I wasn't sure about oatmeal today, but these berries make it feel more like a dessert. And, of course, I've got my ginger garlic tea.
Oh, Stacy, I will never understand that tea choice.
And yet, here we are, still besties. That's what kindness does. It bridges gaps, Dana.
Speaking of kindness, it's been a whole week since we kicked off the Mom-Daughter Kindness Challenge, and I cannot wait to hear how it went for some of our friends.
Ooh, we got some good ones. Let's start with this one from Lily in Ohio. Hello, Dana and Stacy. I tried to be extra kind to my mom this week, but she got suspicious.
Uh-oh.
She actually asked me, are you feeling okay? Did you break something? Do you need money?
Oh, no. Lily, we promise, keep at it, and she'll start believing it's real.
Okay, now here's one from Janae in Tennessee. I thought I'd be kind by making my mom coffee in the morning, but I accidentally put salt instead of sugar in the cup.
Uh-oh.
She almost spit it out all over her Bible, but she smiled and said, it's the thought that counts.
Okay, that is a very kind mom.
Oh, okay. Now, we do have a really sweet one. This one's from Jackie in Canada. My mom and I have been arguing a lot, so we decided together that the kindness challenge was just what we needed. And it really has changed things for us. Thank you, Dana and Stacy. My heart is softer towards my mom.
Aw, that is beautiful. Oh, kindness really is powerful.
And then there's this one.
Uh-oh. I do not like that look on your face.
Help! Anyone! It's not working.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I've been nice to my mom all week, and she still told me to clean my room. She still said no to ice cream before dinner. What is the point of kindness if I don't get anything in return? Signed, a very frustrated true girl.
Oh, I get it. Try as you might, sometimes the mother-daughter relationship, or any relationship for that matter, well, it's just hard.
Yep. And I just want to say, kindness isn't just about getting what we want. It's about sticking with it, even when it feels like nothing is changing. Today, I've got a perfect Bible verse. Galatians 6:9. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. So this verse says, basically, kindness is like planting a seed, and it's going to take time to see the seed of kindness produce something sweet and tasty.
Exactly. And sometimes it takes a while to see the harvest. I mean, if we'd picked these berries on the day they first started to sprout from the bush.
Yuck, nasty.
Exactly.
Okay, let's zoom out for a second and look at Galatians 6:9 in context. Paul wrote this whole letter to the church in Galatia because they were struggling, big time. Some people were trying to make Christianity about rules instead of faith in Jesus. Paul was like, nope, it's all about Jesus and the way his spirit changes us. And right before this verse, Paul talks about how we reap what we sow. Basically, whatever we plant in our hearts and in our lives, that's what we're going to harvest. So if we keep planting kindness, patience, and faithfulness, we're going to see something good come from it. But if we plant things like anger, selfishness, or negativity, well, that's what's going to grow. True girl, you've only just planted kindness into your relationship in the Mom-Daughter Kindness Challenge. It could take some time to see something grow from it.
So true. You know what? Now let's zoom in on Galatians 6:9. Let me read it again. So let's not get tired of doing what is good at just the right time. We will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up.
Let's look at that part that says at just the right time. Sometimes we want instant results, like, okay, God, I was nice for a whole 3 days. Where's my reward? But God's timing is way better than ours. When a farmer plants a seed, he doesn't just sit there the next morning like, why isn't this blueberry bush ready yet? He knows it's gonna take months before he sees the harvest. And when it comes to berries, well, each year, more and more of them. But you gotta wait for it.
And the same is true for kindness. We don't always see the results right away. But that doesn't mean God isn't working.
Yes. So if you've been doing the Mom-Daughter Kindness Challenge and you're feeling like it's not working, I wanna tell you, don't give up. Your kindness is planting seeds, and at just the right time, something beautiful is going to grow.
True girl, kindness is a long-term heart change. It's not a one-week fix. You know, this doesn't actually have to be the end of your kindness challenge. It can be the beginning.
Speaking of beginning, I'm beginning to get really excited about the True Girl pop-up parties happening all across the country this year.
Stacy, I can barely sit still. I am so excited about it. I mean, I couldn't be more excited if it were a national donut giveaway.
Whoa. Now I know that's big because you love your donuts, Dana.
You know I do, Stacy. The True Girl Pop-Up Party is coming to Pennsylvania, California, Texas, and Wisconsin. And I cannot wait to meet all the moms and daughters who are listening right now. At each pop-up party weekend, I'll be leading the hands-on workshop to learn the 4Z method of Bible study. You're going to love it. Plus, there's the worship, the games, the mom-daughter time. It is going to be an unforgettable experience.
True girlfriends, if you haven't signed up for a True Girl pop-up party yet, what are you waiting for? Find one near you by visiting mytruegirl.com.
Those pop-up parties sound like lots of fun and lots of digging into your Bible. Hope you can make it to one. Again, find out more at mytruegirl.com. When you visit the website, check out the True Girl subscription box. Our Be Kind box is shipping now. But no matter what box we're shipping when you sign up, each one will have daily devos and ideas for a mom-daughter date. The Be Kind box will help you get started on the kindness challenge. It's also got some sweet things like a honey lollipop, a Be Kind poster with 30 days of creative kindness ideas, and lots more. It's never too late to start a mom-daughter kindness challenge. That's all for this season. Keep an eye out for the next one. The True Girl podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.